direct finance to agricultural consists of the constitutes, okay, the loans to the individual farmers, including the self-help group, that is SHGs, or joint liability group, that is JLGs, that is the group of individual farmers engaged in the agricultural and allied activities like dairy, fishery, animal husbandry, poultry, beekeeping, sericulture, etc., etc. Classification of the credit. Important aspect, you have to classify the credit. You know that you are availing this credit, but you have to classify under which you are availing this credit. So classification is important. So loans to the corporates, including the farmer producer, that is FPO, farmers producer companies or farmer producer organization, or of the individual farmers, then partnership firms and the cooperative farmers directly engage in the agriculture and allied activities, that is beekeeping, fishery, bee, animal husbandry, etc., etc., sericulture, up to an aggregate limit of rupees 2 crores first 2 crore per borrower. Okay, this is one the criteria of the loan, okay, up to 2 crores. Another is loan to the small and marginal farmers, purchase of the land for agricultural purposes, loans to distressed farmers indebted by the non-institutional lender. So these are some of the criteria to whom you are granting the loan. First loan is a corporate, up to 2 crores, corporate loan, okay, no issues. Second one, loan to the small and marginal farmer for the purchase of land or agricultural purpose. Okay, third one is loan to distressed farmers who is already indebted by taking the loan from other institutional lenders. Okay, so these are some of the criteria and classification of the credit. Bank loans to the primary agricultural credit societies, that is PACS, where, as we have discussed, farmer service societies, FSS, and the large side Adivasi multipurpose societies, that is LAMS. Okay, ceded to or the managed, controlled by such a banks for own lending to the farmers for the agricultural and allied activity. Means taking loan by these institution from the institutional lenders and further granting it to the those who are in requirement of these funds. Okay, that should be taken into consideration while classifying this. So there are four basic criteria for classification of credit. Under indirect finance to agricultural, we have to understand under indirect finance what it covers. What is meant by indirect? It is not direct credit, but indirect credit. How the farmer will be getting benefited by means of the indirect credit? Indirect credit means if the aggregate loan limit up to 2 crore is availed by the borrower, then it covers under up to 2 crore, then it is called as indirect. Then it is called as indirect finance. It means, in short, if the aggregate loan limit per borrower is more than rupees 2 crores, the entire loan will be treated as an indirect finance to the agriculture. That is one part, one definition. The loans up to 5 crores to the producer companies, that is FPO or farm producer companies, which is set up exclusively by only by the small and marginal farmers as per the Companies Act Part 9A. 1956, for the agricultural and allied activities. This is second type of loan. First one, aggregate loan up to 2 crores covering the entire loan, covering entire loan. If it exceed 2 crores, that is one criteria. Second, loan up to 5 crores by the FPOs or farmer producer organization companies like this. And the third one, the bank loan to the primary agricultural credit, that is PACS, Farmer Service Societies, FSS, and the large-sized Adivasi Multipurpose Societies, that is LAMS. This is the third criteria, which falls under the indirect finance to agriculture, because they are not keeping that finance with themselves. It is further given to the other recipients also. So now the agriculture credit through the multi-agency approach has come into the stay. Multi-agency approach. Procedures and the amount of the loan for the various purposes have been standardized nowadays. Okay. So among the various purposes, the crop loan, that is short-term loan, has the major share. Crop loan has major share. In addition to that, the farmer gets the loan for the purchase of electric motor with the pump, tractor and other machinery, digging well or boring well, installation of the pipeline, drip irrigation, plantation of the fruit orchards, then purchase of the dairy animals and the feed fodder for the them, poultry, sheep, goat keeping. These are so many other allied activities they are trying to enter, they are availing the loan for that. Okay. So there is another method also in place for the agriculture credit, may be classified the purpose wise, period wise, security wise, and the creditor wise. Earlier, what we have seen, it's just overall, superficial, okay, macro level. Now, micro level, we have to see now, taking into consideration the method to place the agricultural credit, considering the purpose wise, purpose for which credit is required, period for which, how many period, what is the number of months or number of years the loan is required, then what is the security offered for this kind of loan, and then credit wise, creditor wise means who is supplying this credit, means bank, cooperative bank, public sector bank, NBFC, RRB, or whoever it may be. So this is how exactly this agricultural credit that may be classified. Okay, one by one we will see each. Okay, the purpose for which the credit is required, purpose wise. Okay, purpose wise, whenever we see the purpose wise, every farmer needs four types of the credit and the consumption credits. Okay, development credit, it is also known as investment credit. It is required by the farmer to make the investment on the farm, which includes the purchase of land for implements and the farm machinery, etc. Development of the irrigation through the sink of the new well, renovation of old well, installation of the motor pumps, okay, installation of the lift irrigation system on the river, etc. Subsequent to that, undertaking the land reclamation and development of the works, soil and the moisture conservation works, land leveling, land shaping, laying out the field channels, drainages, etc. are also required. That is, these are the purposes. Then construction of the farm structure such as cattle shed, soil pits, farm godown, fencing, then gobar gas plants, these are also required to be constructed by virtue of development or virtue of having availed the loan for these specific purposes. Okay. Then development of the horticultural fruit gardens or maybe plantation crops and the nursery crops. Okay. Development of the dairy, poultry, piggery, fishery, sericulture, agriculture, etc. through the construction of the shed, purchase of animal, birds, equipments, etc. So the production credit is required by the farmer for the crop construction. Okay. This type of credit is needed by the farmer to purchase a seed, fertilizer, manure, pesticide, insecticides, and other important variable inputs besides paying the wages to the hired laborer. So these are some of the purpose-wise, the loan requirement. So in short, while production credit helps the farmer, it also lays the foundation for modernizing his agriculture. and the production credit helps him to purchase the essential input of the production, without which he cannot increase his output on the farm. Purpose-wise, we have seen second one is a length period-wise the credit. So length of period for which the credit is required. Okay. The financial requirement of the farmers can also be classified on the basis of the period for which they are required. The expenses which must be incurred in advance can be divided roughly into three categories. One is long-term period, medium period, and second one is short period. These type of credits can be given by the institutions. There are, however, no hard and fast definition for these three types of credits. But by convention, long-term credit is generally spread over a period ranging from 5 years to 20 years. Medium term, that is intermediate term credit, is meant for the period from 2 years to 5 years. And the credit required for the current consumption and the production for the period, which is ranging from 3 months to 18 months, that is between one crop and another crop, comes under the short-term category. So this is period-wise assessment and classification of the credit. Farmers need the funds for the short period for hiring the laborers, for buying the seeds, fertilizers, and also for holding the stock of the finished products until they can be sold into the market. So this is for the short term. Long-term credit is mostly required by the farmers to acquire the agents to production, which helps in the productive process over a longer period of time. This type of credit needed normally for the purchase of land. Okay, and for some purposes, it is desirable to subdivide the long period capital into the long and immediate period capital. Okay, this type of credit is normally required for the period of 2 to 5 years for purchase of livestock, agricultural implements, then for laying the orchards, then plantation and other production facilities, minor irrigation and the minor land improvement also covers under this medium term loans. Okay, so period wise also we have seen. Now we will see security wise classification of the credit. Security wise, loan on the basis of security against which they are granted can be divided into three categories. One is a farm mortgage credit, which is secured against the land by means of the mortgage of the land. Simple mortgage. Okay. Then, cattle and the collateral. Cattle and the collateral credit, which is given to the farmers on the security of the livestock of the crops or the warehouse receipts. Medium term. And the personal credit, which is generally based on the characteristic and the repaying capacity of the borrower and not on the tangible assets. These three types. So these three types are loans as far as the security is concerned. Okay. One is security, land as offered as security by creating the mortgage against land. Second one, offering the security of the cattle or any other live animals, okay, that as a collateral for the credit which is granted. Okay, sometimes little bit land also, but no mortgage. Okay, and third one is a personal credit where there is no requirement of any security because you know the people. So that kind of loan. So these are the three types of securities that can be offered for availing the loan. Loans on the basis of the security against which they are granted can be divided into three categories. The kind of security which will be accepted, that will be generally depending upon the length of the period for which the loan are required. As a general rule, long-term loan are usually advanced or on the security of the land, while the short-term loans, medium-term loans, made on the personal and the collateral security respectively. Fourth type of classification is a credit-wise credit. It means another way of classifying this agricultural credit is from the standpoint of the creditor or credit giving agencies. One is from standpoint of the creditor or the credit giving agency. It may be private credit, such as given by the money lender, indigenous bankers, maybe traders, landlords, friends, relatives, etc. And this kind of credit is generally exploitative and it is not governed by any code of conduct. Whereas, when you avail the loan from the banks, institution, there is a code of conduct. The former for most unproductive credit requirement depends on these non-institutional agencies. Okay. Institutional credit is governed by the proper code of conduct, as I said just now, and intend to be conducive for the development. That is end use. These are the two important factors. Okay. Under the credit wise, loan can be classified as secured and unsecured. Security are usually advanced against the tangible assets like land, livestock, or maybe the capital assets, any other capital assets, as either medium or long-term loan. Secured loans can be further classified on the basis of the type of security that is offered. First one is a mortgage loan. What is this mortgage loan? Where legal mortgage of the tangible assets and the tangible properties like land and land improvement and other infrastructures are offered as a security, then you can call it as a mortgage loan. Whereas the legal ownership of the asset, if it remains with the borrower, okay, that is machinery, equipment, financed, which remains with the lender through the physical, though the physical possession is with the borrower. Loan is granted. Security is purchased. That is, remain with the borrower. Then what is in the hands of the lender? Hypothecation, which is called as hypothecation. So lender lends the money, okay? Borrowers purchase the instruments or machinery, keep it with them, use it. But ultimately, the ownership lies with the lender as long as you are not repaying the loan. That is called hypothecation. Private lenders often ask gold, jewelry, land as a security and reminds the borrower of his obligation towards the repayment. That is also happening. But there is no hypothecation agreement or something like that. That is a different kind of nature. That is personal loan. Okay. Then lender-wise credit is classified as institutional and non-institutional. Classification according to the borrower is a credit can be classified on the basis of the borrower as producer, business concern, etc. Such a classification has the equity consideration always. Okay, now coming down to the another important event, that is credit assessment. Having understood the requirement of credit, from whom to be availed, what for to be availed, at what time it will be availed, what period it is to be availed, everything we have discussed. Now, the actual time has come for the assessment of the credit. Assessment means eligibility to borrow or eligibility to lend. There are 5 C's are very important while assessing the credit requirement. 1. Character, 2. Capacity, 3. Capital, 4. Conditions, and 5. Credit worthiness. Of the borrower. It is of the borrower. These 5 C's pertains to the borrower. Character, capacity, capital, condition, and credit worthiness. 5 C's must be assessed by the lender so that he will say that the money which I have lent are secured and I am sure I will be getting it back. Mostly these 5 C's are taken care by the lending institution. These are institutional lenders, that is banks, financial institution, and NBFCs. Okay? Let us understand what the character means. That is a preliminary information about the borrower. The term character implies the credit characters, which is related to the qualities of the individuals, which makes him conscious of the debt obligation. These characters include the borrower's normal characters like his honesty, integrity, sense of responsibility, and trustworthiness. One of the basic cornerstone in assessing the risk bearing the ability of the borrower. Borrower with the highly rated credit characters can withstand unforeseen event and save themselves insolvency. A borrower noted for timely repayment shows a reflection on an ideal credit characters. Characters are also correlated with the returns and the repayment capacities of the borrower. Second one is a capacity. Capacity shows the borrower to pay his debt as at when it is due. Since the payments often depends in part on income, the capacity of the borrowers to pay will depend upon the rather than on the savings. Third C is a capital. We have seen the character. Second, we have seen the capacity. Now we are talking about the capital. This capital refers to the equity or net worth of the farm business. It assumes or it assures that funds are there and available to repay the loans if the character capacity proves to be inadequate. Okay, so the capital also represents one of the cornerstone for measuring the risk-bearing ability of the borrower. Fourth one is a condition. This condition also signifies the financial conditions of the borrower, which has a direct relevance with the risk-bearing ability as well. And the last one is a credit worthiness. This credit worthiness is very, very important. This is very important aspect of the credit assessment, which consists of the assessment standard of the project that is need to be looked into. First aspect of assessment is decision criteria for choice of agricultural investment project. Decision criteria for choice of the agricultural investment project. This investment in the agriculture is a combination and the ability and willingness to invest. Ability is there, but he should will, willingness should be there to invest. In investment, certain level of infrastructure is essential. And to absorb the production-oriented loans, and this making is development of the financing prerequisite for the production financing. Financial management generally meant to involve the decisions which are made towards the investment production and dividing and dividend handling. Together, these decisions are not always made and independent of one another, and they determine the rate at which the farm business will grow over time. Feasibility of the project investment is one of the basis, along with the other criteria, which is required to be followed, which is followed by socio-political factors. Its economic significance, its sociological consideration, its organizational and the managerial consideration, resource availability, then comparative advantage of the project over the other alternative and the similar projects, and finally the financial consideration, etc., are the basis on which the dependency of agricultural investment taken place. So another one is a socio-political factor. The success of any agricultural investment will depend upon the compatibility of such an investment with the social norms and the culture of the people. It has a great relevance to it. It is therefore important to study the locally characteristic in terms of the literacy level, age distribution, wealth distribution of the people, and interest in the farm business of the enterprises. The characteristic of the people too are determining the type of complexity of the agricultural enterprises. If such is considered to be and socially viable, effort should be made to explore the political feasibility from the policy and the legal point of the view. Any institutional support from the government and other external agencies could be considered so that investment will not stop during its implementation. Environment friendly it should be. Otherwise, activists under the environment friendly, they may come forward and stop the project. That is why this social economy or the social political factors is very, very important. The effect of the investment on the society should be considered at appropriate level, and resolution should be there. People's health should not be compromised. Okay? Now, economic significance of the project. How the project will functioning economically. Whatever may be the type of investment, the profitability in terms of either the least cost or the increased return, it should not be a major goal. The investment should contribute to significantly to the development of the society in which it is established, and justify the use of resources which is committed to the investment. Where justifiable answers can be given to some of the questions, and these questions may be raised from the society, could be, number one, what is the trend of production for the similar investment? Analyze it. Are there necessary changes in the production practices? And what are the likely effect, if any, on the production level if technology were changed? So technological aspects also should be considered. Then what are the likely effect of the change on the price? Price of the commodity is also very important. Now, having understood that, financial consideration is also important. The success of any investment is a function of ability to handle all the financial obligations. This has to do with the consideration of the financial effect of investment on the community. There is therefore a need to consider all the capital requirement when and where it can be raised, time required, amount of capital that can be generated from the various sources. That is why financial consideration is also forming an important part. Okay. In addition to that, in the financial consideration, efforts should be made to distinguish between the long-term capital requirement for the fixed asset and the short-term capital requirement and short-term requirement for operating expenses, so that the sources of the required capital can justify the expected return for it. Short-term is always for the working capital requirement. Long-term is always for the capital investment. That is the long-term one. Technical consideration also plays a very vital role due to change in technology, due to change in technology and digitalization efforts. Selecting the viable agricultural project, some of the technical factors that need to be considered includes, number one, size of the investment, how much is invested. It should be optimal so that resources are not underutilized and it is a function of the resource availability. Okay, then environmental and the climatic conditions. Availability of the physical resources also should be there. Transportation should ensure the access to input and the state of the produce. And adequate storage facility should be provided, and the availability of the trained personnel and the labors for the business, etc., should be considered under technical consideration. Organizational and managerial consideration is also essential, and there is need to consider if the lines of authority are clear, properly linked, and the coordinated. If the organizational design encourages the delegation of authority, if it takes the proper care of the customs and the organizational procedure common in area, if the projects have enough authority to keep its all accounts and make a prompt disbursement when needed, and do the project personnel require training on the managerial skills, these questions must be answered in affirmative manner. Competitive advantage, the nature and the severity of the competition and the investment vary from enterprise to enterprises. Therefore, it is important to know the level of advantage of the investment that will have over the others in the similar area in terms of the production, transportation, storage cost, etc. And to compare it with other similar investment around and outside the community. The quantity, quality and timelines of the produce should all be taken into consideration in order to ensure that the competitors do not take over the market and you should be in fix. Therefore, technological changes and advantages should be recognized with their efforts on the produce to meet the consumer's taste. And new method of production should reduce the total cost of the production at any point of time. When technology is used, it should be ensured that the time requirement for coming out the produce, the time should be reduced to the considerable extent. Coming down to the discuss about the resource availability, for any project, resources are must. The facility required for the project need to be determined from the onset, at the beginning, from the start itself. So, the capital for the project, the source of the funds, as well as the proportion of the equity to the borrower's fund must be determined. The capacity, the farm location, and the number of plants, as well as the available labor force, skilled and non-skilled, all have to be put into consideration. Okay, then the marketing channel for the farm produce must also be determined to ensure that the continuous production and the sustainability should be of the sustainability of the project should be maintained. Other criteria for consideration of the agricultural investment project consist of presence of the business and the financial risk. Second one is the traditional investment criteria. Because somebody is investing, I am also investing. I have not reviewed the requirement of the investment in proper by giving the proper justification. So factor intensity criteria is also there. Capital output criteria is also there, foreign exchange criteria is also there, and the integrated productivity criteria is also there. These are some of the criteria in addition to the consideration of the agricultural investment in the project. Thank you very much.